Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I, of course, am Chris Ann. And this is a very special week. Not only is it the very first week of the year, but it's the week that is going to set off the whole pace of where we're going for the year 2024. I am doing this podcast a day later than what I normally do because I wanted to wait for this auspicious day, being the very first day in January of 2024. So as always, we have a deck that we're going to pull some cards from. We have four crystals that we're going to talk about, and we have one angel that's going to be guiding us this week that we're going to talk about as well. So without further ado, let's dive right into the psychic forecast for January 1st to January 7th of the year 2024. Welcome to this year. As I'm shuffling the cards, we are using the Mystic Art Medicine cards this week because it's my favorite and I have chosen it and that's what I want to use. But as I shuffle the cards for this week, I want to talk about this year already is starting off feeling to me like wonderful possibilities of new beginnings. It feels very encouraging to me. It does not feel dark and dreary to me. It feels really encouraging, really highlighting. This is a year of highlighting people's positive attributes and being able to properly capitalize on those. This, to me, without using cards and all that stuff, just pure my psychic guided stuff, that's what this year feels to me. This year feels to me like wonderful possibilities. This is the year we're going to make it happen. This is the year that you can take control of what has been eluding you last year and put it into action and act upon it this year, making things come more into fruition. For this 2024 year, this to me feels like the year of possibilities. And I don't think I'm speaking for myself personally, which yes, I am speaking for myself personally, but I think I'm speaking for us as a collective, us as the human race can come together and do the things that we need to do. I think there's going to be a lot of revelations this coming year. And because of that, we're going to be able to move forward and move through things that have been holding us back so we can go into bigger, better, greater things. I'm very positive about this year, in case you didn't know. Okay, let's look at this week specifically with the cards. So first card I'm pulling from the Mystic Art Medicine deck is the card of freedom. Oh, wonderful card. When we pull the freedom card, this means we have the freedom to be who we are. This is recognizing your psychic gifts, opening up that crown chakra at the very top of your head, allowing that light to flow out and flow in, allowing our guides, our angels, our spirit guides to come to us, bring us messages, and we have the freedom to pay attention, catch the synchronicities, listen, and then act upon some of that. The freedom to be. Love it. Next card I'm pulling from the Mystic Art Medicine card is the Protection card. I love this. So if you are not on my Facebook page, please get on my Facebook page. It is, go figure, Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. I did the yearly crystal grid. It is posted to my Facebook page. There was a lot of protection that I put into that grid. I am divinely guided as to what crystals that I'm going to put in a lot of my different grids. That particular grid wasn't as big as some other grids that I have created, but it was still intricate and elaborate and really fun to create. So check that out. But there was a lot of protection in the form of shungite in that grid. Shungite being the black stone. So if you go look at the grid that I've created, shungite is the black stone that is there within the grid. Multiple black stones, multiple shungites there. Lots of protection. I used it as protection on who we are. And isn't that funny that this card is next to or on top of the freedom card? Freedom to be who we are, but the protection card is here to protect you in order to be who you are. Love it. Next card I'm pulling. Ooh, open heart. The open heart card is so wonderful. This has a couple meanings. Be open-hearted, kind to yourself. Be open-hearted, ready, willing for love to come in. Love possibilities. Love it, love it, love it. Be open-hearted, be open, be ready. Because you have that protection card right there. Ooh, I love that. So, freedom to be who you are, protected to be who you are, and the possibilities of having that open heart. That is an amazing combination. I'm all excited. Okay. Woohoo. This is kind of like an ooh la la kind of combination. Loving this combination. When you have that open heart card, this is saying the time is right. You don't need to be so protected and guarded and closed off. When the open heart card is there, it is allowing you to finally take some of that weight off your shoulders and just take that deep breath and let it go and allow that love to flow, both coming into you and out from you. Maybe others can't feel that love from you because the gates are so closed off. These are really cool cards for this week. Okay, I'm geeking out on the cards. Now, as I do. Now let's move on. Don't mind me. Now let's move on to the four crystals of this week. First one is amethyst. Yes, I used amethyst in my crystal grid today. Go check it out. Okay, amethyst. It is the stone of spirituality. It's the stone that can be really positive and good for those that are getting started on their psychic journey to carry an amethyst. Amethyst, if you're working on psychic stuff, bringing in that psychic intuition, amethyst is a stone that I say to carry on the left-hand side. Left-hand side of the body brings the energy in, the right-hand side of the body lets the energy out. So if we're working with an amethyst to bring that energy in, it is also helping to transmute those lower energies into higher frequencies in tapping into some of those spiritual levels of our auras. Amethyst is a great stone to meditate with. It will help you get there. It is a wonderful stone to bring in that calm and that peace so you can get to those psychic states, or you can get to those meditative states. It's also a stone that can be wonderful with prosperity manifesting. The next stone we're talking about this week is the ruby. Ruby, guess what? Increases wealth and prosperity. It helps to revitalize your energy on all levels. So the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual bodies within our aura and our bodies. So really, ruby is helping to stabilize all of that. It also is a wonderful stone connecting you to the goddess energy. Yeah, I love that. I use that. It's also one to boost your sex drive. So for all of these things, you want to carry the ruby on the left-hand side of the body. You also want to have one on the left-hand side of the bed or underneath the bed on the left-hand side of the bed. It doesn't matter whether you sleep on the right or the left-hand side of the bed. The left-hand side of the bed is still the left-hand side of the bed. If you lay on your back, you stick out your left arm. That's the left-hand side of the bed, not from outside the bed. It's from inside the bed is how you determine that. Ruby also increases compassion within relationships. It helps you to find love. It also helps boost your manifesting. And it also can help you to have a more restful sleep. So Ruby's powerful for that. The next one that we're going to is one that I love, praseolite. Praseolite is one that I have that I wear as jewelry myself. I love praseolite. Praseolite is a green stone that is a variety of amethyst. It has a very comparable energy to amethyst. This is a green amethyst, basically. And it's a pretty, excuse me, I've seen it as a very pale pastel green to just slightly darker than that, but it is a green. It is linked to those spiritual aspects of connecting you to your higher self. It connects that high energy to connect you with the earth and being grounded to here. Yes, you can get those higher vibrational messages that come in through your crown chakra and ground you at the same time. It helps you to grow and develop your psychic gifts and your psychic abilities. It also helps you to connect that mind-heart connection, that psychic heart connection. And why this is important, this is something that I say when you are doing psychic readings or you're developing some of your psychic skills. People say to me, how do I know what I'm saying isn't something that's just in my head or made up? How do I know it's actually a message? If you work with heart-based stones, and praseolite is one, you are speaking from the heart. So yes, it's important to have a psychic stone, like amethyst, for instance, a very basic beginner, but still wonderful, can be used for advanced too, but it's a gentle enough energy and vibration for beginners to work with, is what I'm saying, for amethyst. But when you couple it with something heart-based, like praseolite is one that's giving you more bang for your buck because it's giving you the heart-based connection and the psychic connection. So you know what you are saying and what you are speaking and what you are receiving for information is heartfelt. It's a really cool one. Praseolite is one that I personally wear on the left-hand side. If I wear a pendant, it's in the middle, so I don't have to worry about, oh, is it the right? Is it the left? It just does what it needs to do because it's in the middle. Praseolite is probably the most expensive stone on this entire list. All of the ones on this list are easy to come by. Praseolite is not. Praseolite, yes, you can find it. I don't have any for sale right now. I have it in my personal collection, and I have a whole set of jewelry that I wear because I love praseolite. Praseolite, you can find in faceted stones, and that's, I have a whole set in faceted stones because I love it. But it is, I believe it's coming out of Brazil right now. Don't quote me on it. Lots of things are coming out of Brazil. But praseolite is a higher vibration stone. It is overlooked because, it's kind of a pale green, like, it's not shiny and sparkly. Check it out. It's amazing. Praseolite. Love it. Last but not least, for our stones. Oh, and praseolite you want on the left-hand side primarily. The last one is black moonstone, another very overlooked stone, inexpensive stone like the ruby. Well, ruby is slightly above being inexpensive. An amethyst, you can certainly get some very inexpensive versions. But black moonstone, you can get very readily, easily, and it is affordable. So black moonstone helps you to perceive what is going on beyond the veil. What is going on beyond the words, beyond the actions? It helps you if you're doing some shamanic journeying, if you are doing a meditation, if you are trying to work on your clairvoyance, your clairaudience. It has that wonderful energy of the new moon as well. It's a moonstone. And it also can boost and magnify your intentions. So much like a clear quartz is a boost stone, black moonstone can also boost also. Black moonstone also helps you with your magical abilities. And guess what? It also carries the goddess energy. So we can all be the goddesses that we are. Carry it on the left-hand side. Just got to embrace your inner goddess. Trust me, I have. It's wonderful. Do it. I highly recommend it. But anyway, let's go to the angel of the week. The angel for this week is the angel of balance. Yes, we can't always walk around being the goddesses that we are. We still have to come back to earth and have a little balance. I know. Trust me. I know. So we need to find some balance this week between our work and our rest, between our work and our play. What is that balance that we can find? What is that middle ground that we can find that the angel of balance is reminding us to do? Feel that connection between spirit and body. And if you ever have any problems doing any of these things, call in your angels. You can either say, "Hey, angels, come in and help me find balance," or you can say, "Hey, angel of balance, come in and help me find balance." But your angels, your guides, your animal spirit guides are with you to help you to achieve what's in your highest and best good, but they can't do it unless you call them in. So call them in and have them help you do it because that's important. Wow, this is going to be a fascinating week. I'm looking forward to this week, frankly. So, lots of things. Go check out my Facebook page if you haven't already, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. See that crystal grid that I created. You might want to like click on it or tap on it and make it bigger so you can see all the little intricacies of all the different crystals that I created. Within that grid, let's see, how many did I do? I think I did, yes, I did five grids within the grid, and then I did four separate side grids between the grids, and then I snuck in two other little grids, and then I gridded beyond the grids. You don't understand that until you go see it, trust me. It's kind of a cool one, and I did it with. There was only one really, really, really expensive stone in there. And that's the only stone. Well, there's two stones I didn't name in my grid. And I've got a surprise about that coming up soon. But there's one really, really, really expensive stone within that grid. And that's the Boulder Opal. I did name that in my post on Facebook. It's a very expensive piece of Boulder Opal that I put in there. Other than that, that is a very accessible grid. It is very easily to be created on a mini scale. You certainly don't have to create that degree of one that I created. It is easy to create one tiny little version of that. Go and look at it. And all the crystals within the grid are tagged within the post on Facebook. You can also see it on Instagram, Chrisanne1234. Just so clever with my names. I tried to make it easy, both for you and for me. Let's face it, I have to remember all these things. So check that out. Go to my website, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne.com. Check out if you're interested in a reading for the new year. I'm offering the Russian Gypsy card reading for the new year, and that's an amazing reading to get every new year. That's the only reading that I do, and I send it to you through email or messenger or whatever, but it's not live communicating. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You've all been so supportive over the many years, and I appreciate it. Thank you, and be free.